Hello, everyone. My name is Dave Kersey, your host for the next hour, as we worship the Lord together on our program that we call A Call to Worship. Holy God, we do stand in awe of you today. To the one to whom all praise is due, and most worthy of our praise. Heavenly Father, this program is for you. We stand in your presence today, praising you and thanking you for your love, and for your greatness, and for your goodness to us. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for sending your only Son, the very image of your person, to this earth, to live among us, that we may know about you and know about your love for us. And even more than that, to die for us on the cross of Calvary. Jesus said, "If he be lifted up from the earth, he will draw all men to himself." And the Bible said that he said this to show the kind of death that he was going to die. And Jesus was lifted up on the cross of Calvary. And over almost 2,000 years, he has drawn to himself men and women, children from all over the earth. And we stand before you today, worshiping you and thanking you for the Son of God who gave himself for us, so that we may be declared righteous in your sight, not because of anything we do. Our weakness is total, Father. It's only because of your great grace and love, placing on Jesus the burden, the penalty that we should have bared. But because that penalty has been paid, you now can accept us into your presence when we acknowledge your Son, Jesus. Heavenly Father, I thank you for that truth. And I thank you that I can stand in your presence today, a sinner saved by grace, because of your great love for us. And Father, I thank you for your keeping power, keeping me away from certain things and keeping me safe within certain areas. We're going to talk more about that later, Lord, but I pray that throughout this program, the songs and the scripture that we'll share might just direct everybody's heart and mind to how much you love them and how you will be with them through all the valleys and over all the mountaintops. Heavenly Father, I love you with an indescribable love, a love that you have placed in my heart. And I thank you for being with me every moment of every day and for loving me as you do. Lord, you've proven to be faithful, ever loving and ever true. And so on this program today, we lift our hearts and our voices to you and praise your holy name. You are indeed high and lifted up in this place today.
There is no other who deserves all of the praise. No other. Lord, we worship you today. You alone,
You are high and lifted up in this place, Lord, and we worship you today. Wonderful music there by the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. I'm Dave Kersey, and this is A Call to Worship and Praise. In a moment, I'm going to share with you the 90th Psalm. And now the 90th Psalm, a prayer of Moses, the man of God. Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations. Before the mountains were born, or you brought forth the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You turn men back to dust, saying, "Return to dust, O sons of men." For 1,000 years in your sight are like a day that has just gone by, or like a watch in the night. You sweep men away in the sleep of death. They are like the new grass of the morning. Through the morning it springs up new. By evening it is dry and withered. We are consumed by your anger and terrified by your indignation. You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your presence. All our days pass away under your wrath. We finish our years with a moan. The length of our days is 70 years, or 80 if we have the strength. Yet their span is but trouble and sorrow, for they quickly pass and we fly away. Who knows the power of your anger? For your wrath is as great as the fear that is due you. Teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Relent, O Lord. How long will it be? Have compassion on your servants. Satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days. Make us glad for as many days as you have afflicted us, for as many years as we have seen trouble. May your deeds be shown to your servants, your splendor to their children. May the favor of the Lord our God rest upon us. Establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands.
You have been a shelter, Lord, to every generation, to every generation, a sanctuary. Every generation, to every generation, Lord.
You have been a shelter, Lord, to every generation, to
can take its place. Oh Lord, satisfy our hope with your power and grace.
You have been a shelter, Lord, to every generation. Every generation, a sanctuary.
You're listening to A Call to Worship and Praise. I'm your host, Dave Kersey. We just heard from Steve Darmody a wonderful medley of songs, Amazing Grace, When We See Christ, and winding up with the old familiar Face to Face, encouraging us to bravely run our race because it will be worth it all when we see our Lord face to face. In the background right now, it's the Praise Strings, Fairest Lord Jesus. Also in this medley will be My Jesus, I Love Thee, and we'll wind up with the song, I Love You, Lord. Thank you so much for joining me today here on A Call to Worship. Thank you also for your letters and for your financial help of this ministry. And when you write and send a gift for this ministry, I'm happy to let you know that we send out a wonderful devotional booklet called The Word for You Today. It comes out quarterly. In fact, the next issue is coming out next month. A great time for you to get started. This devotional is one of the most powerful resources that you can have that it will help you get rooted in God's Word and give you strength and encouragement for each new day. And we at Call to Worship and The Dove, which is our sponsoring organization, are delighted to make this devotional available to you each quarter. It's our way of saying thank you for your financial support of this ministry. So when you write and send a gift, make sure you mention The Word for You Today. We'll get it out to you just as soon as possible. You can send your tax-deductible gift to Call to Worship, 1236 Disc Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Or you can check us out on the Internet at www.calltoworship.us. On that website, we post a complete program schedule for each week's broadcast. We also post the scripture. Today we shared with you from Psalm chapter 90 from the New International Version. That's on our website. You could have read right along with us. And there are lots of other good things on that website. Some of the readings we've done in the past. You can check out where this program is aired all over the country. Over 300 stations every week, almost 400 different releases. And, of course, talking about releases and listening to the program, you can do it right on the website. Just go to our website at www.calltoworship.us, and you'll find a little box there about listening to the program. Click on it, and you can just worship with us anytime you want right there on your computer. And there are some other things on that website, so I hope you'll check us out. As I said, it's www.calltoworship, all one word, .us. And once again, that mailing address, it's Call to Worship, 1236 Disc Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Coming up a little later on in our broadcast, we're going to be talking about God's keeping power. There is a facet in your relationship with Jesus Christ that can help anchor your emotions and feelings in the steadfast love of God when you're going through difficult times. The God who saves you and lives in you is also the God who keeps you. The comfort of Scripture is more than God just merely keeping us away from problems. The real consolation comes from knowing that God keeps us while we are in those difficult and demanding circumstances. God keeps us through His power and faithfulness. He keeps His word. His promises do not fail. He will do what He says if we put our trust in Him. He is the covenant God who has pledged to never leave us or forsake us. Coming up later in our program, we'll be talking about God's wonderful keeping power. Right now, let's get back to this medley, which has been playing in the background with the Praise Strings, as we continue with the song, I Love You, Lord, and I Lift My Voice. Thank you.
When I see the wonders your hands have created, my heart cries, holy are you, Lord. For the marvelous mercy your love has provided, I cry, holy, holy are you, Lord.
Make me a vessel, a sanctuary for your presence, Lord, and make me a temple of your worship.
Now from the book by Dr. Charles Stanley, A Touch of His Joy, Meditations on God's Abiding Joy, published by Zondervan Corporation. Can you remember the times when as a small child you felt safe and secure in the presence of a parent? When you were afraid of the dark, you climbed into your parents' bed and slept soundly. When you stepped off of the school bus after the first day of school, someone special was waiting for you. Well, now that you're an adult, your anxieties aren't so quickly or easily put away. The pressures of the job and the uncertainties of the future work incessantly to keep you nervous and uneasy. Well, there is a facet of your relationship with Jesus Christ that can help anchor your emotions and feelings in the steadfast love of God. The God who saved you and lives in you is also the God who keeps you. The idea in the Greek and Hebrew is similar. God is watching over us, protecting us, holding on to us. The psalmist expresses the comfort that comes from sensing and embracing God's keeping power. Remember Psalm 121, verses 3 and 4 and verse 8, where it says, "He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore." You see, God keeps us from certain evils and calamities. When the ancient king Abimelech had taken Abraham's wife Sarah from him, after Abraham had lied and told the king that she was his sister, God kept the sincere king from sinning against him. And David's motive was strictly vengeful when he angrily steamed toward Nathan's home to kill him, until David was persuaded by Nathan's wife Abigail to refrain from his hot-headed pursuit. "May you be blessed for your good judgment," David thanked Abigail, "and for keeping me from bloodshed this day and from avenging myself with my own hands." You see, God keeps us out of harm's way more often than we know. The comfort of Scripture is more than God merely keeping us away from problems. The real consolation comes from knowing that God keeps us in difficult and demanding circumstances. God keeps us strong when we are weak. He keeps us patient when we are restless. He keeps us steadfast when we are faltering. In the midst of strife, God is the one who keeps us. We are, as Peter wrote in his epistle, chapter 1, verse 5, shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. And then in verse 6 he says, "This is why we can greatly rejoice, though now for a little while we may have to suffer grief in all kinds of trials." God keeps us through His power and faithfulness. He keeps His word. His promises do not fail. He will do what He says if we put our trust in Him. No danger that threatens is greater than His power. He is the covenant-keeping God who has pledged to never leave or forsake us. Our Father in heaven is the one we can run to for safekeeping. He is the strong tower, the place of refuge who will guard our souls until we see Him face to face. Truly, we are kept in God's unfailing love by His faithfulness and power. Heavenly Father, whenever I feel weak and frail, remind me that Your grip on my life is firm and secure. I am kept by Your power and love, and that power is greater than all my trials. I praise You, for what You have begun in my life, You will complete. Because You are so faithful, I worship You, Heavenly Father.
I worship You, Almighty God. There is none like You. Oh, Prince of Peace.
Truly, there is none like our Lord and our Heavenly Father. I worship you, Almighty God, sung for us by the Don Moen Worship Singers. I'm Dave Kersey. Thank you for joining me today here on A Call to Worship and Praise. Thank you also for your letters and for your financial help of this radio ministry. And don't forget that when you write and send a gift, we're going to send out to you a wonderful devotional called The Word for You Today. In fact, the new issue is coming out next month, just in time for you to get a copy. Write to us, won't you, at Call to Worship, 1236 Disc Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Or check us out on the Internet at www.calltoworship.us. And remember that Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Radio and Television Ministry. Now let's wind up our time together with this wonderful old song sung for us by the Discovery Singers, soloist Damaris Caubaugh, Oh, That Will Be Glory for Me. Bye-bye. See you next week.
When all my labors and trials are over, and I am safe on that beautiful shore,
just to be near the dear Lord.
When by the gift of His infinite grace, I am accorded in heaven a place,
just to be there and to look on His face, will through the ages be glory for me.
Smile.